Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I thought defensive tackle might be the spot they go with, and they did. Obviously, my affection for wide receivers runs deep, Andy. I would have maybe preferred the best wide receiver on the board, but a lot of guys went. Instead, you get a local guy who played at Ohio State who's good on the defensive line.
Yeah, he's good.
Hard to go wrong there. Seriously. How do you go wrong there?
How many times have we watched a draft and just make the common sense pick here?
And they did.
Don't try to rewrite the world. No one had to be the smartest. Like, no one had to be the smartest guy in the room this draft. I look at this draft and I'm like, they did exactly what they're doing. The fact they didn't have to make a trade, even though they would have liked to, and with seventh rounders, who really cares? But, you know, it was a very plotted, well thought out,
yep,
kind of positionally filled needs, build depth kind of a draft that no one's going to have a huge party for. No one's having a big party for this draft. It's what they needed to do, and they paid off the bill on Deshaun Watson, and now everything moves forward as far as the drafts are concerned. And hopefully that, you know, you worry about pick 32 next year, pick 31, pick 30. That's what I want to worry about next year. I want the draft to not matter. I really do. Like, oh, they got that guy? And then when you're picking 31, 32, 30, 29, there's the pressure so much different than all of these years where we're sitting, oh, I picked him number one overall. Oh, he was a fourth pick overall. Oh, he was a 12th pick overall. We got to get him on the field. No. Like, I don't like living in that world. It's too much pressure, and you're trying to instantly take a guy that played college football and implement him and plug and play right in the NFL. There just aren't that many guys. There aren't that many. So now the Browns look like they're in a position where it's, you know, kind of, all right, let's reload, but reload for the future. And I hope this stays consistent over the next few years.
The Zach Zinter pick is a really interesting one to me. NFL.com has him ranked as the fourth best guard coming out of college this year. He obviously is injured, has the broken leg, but again, broken bones tend to heal. And he's 6'6", 310. And you can plop that guy in there at guard. If, heaven forbid, something happens to Petonio, something happens to Wyatt Teller, personally, the only thing I thought about it was, gosh, I wonder if that means they want to move on from, and you're not going to move on from Petonio. Petonio is going to retire.
Right.
At some point.
As a Brown.
You're not going to tell Joel, hey, thanks, bud, we're letting you move along for your final year. You're going to go be a Charger. That's not going to happen.
No, and we're not going to get in a franchise bidding war either.
Right. And I don't want that to happen with Wyatt Teller. I don't want that. So it made me think, well, what a nice depth pick to get a big-time guard who is your third guard. And, you know, he'll play. Maybe you mix him in a little bit. He gets a little bit of time. But if somebody gets hurt, you can put somebody in there and hopefully Zinter is the guy who's good enough to step in and play that way, Andy. And as Scott said, contractually, you've got 2 years of Betonio and Teller together where it would not be economically great for you to move on from them. Okay. Well, what do you want? You want depth. That's exactly what the Mike Hall pick was on the defensive line. Add him to the mix. Man, you got a lot of defensive tackles now. And you put Zinter. He's what a quality backup. Think about this. If you go with the same starting offensive line that you had last year, Dewan Jones and Zach Zinter are backups.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, Dewan looks like he's Pro Bowler waiting to happen. And Zinter, really highly thought of. Those guys would be backups for next year. I think that's really impressive. I really do. Dirty Dan's in Cleveland. Dirty Dan.
Dirty Dan, what is up?
Happy Monday, fellas. How are we doing?
We are good.
Awesome. Awesome. I just had a couple of thoughts on the Browns draft that I'd like to share with you guys, if that's all right.
Dirty Dan presents his thoughts on the draft. Go ahead, Dirty Dan.
My thoughts are, first, if Zach Zinter doesn't play a down for the Cleveland Browns, it is a great pick, in my opinion. I get that you have Betonio and Teller ahead of you, but you have the heart and soul leader from a 15-0 national champion whose recruiting classes are around 10th or outside the top 10. I want that guy in my locker room. He's not going to be eating dubs like Jameis. He's going to be getting to work, okay? Second, the Browns did not draft Bo Nix in the first round, which is absolutely awesome. Great job. The last point.
I've never heard a team get applauded for not making a pick because they didn't have one in the round.
I don't know how you draft that guy number 12. That guy sucks.
Okay.
Had a great year at Oregon, Dan, and it's supposedly Sean Payton loves him. Good luck to them.
If I had 9 years of college football too, I could maybe make a timing pattern throw. Okay, Jeff.
I'm just sharing information with you, Dan. It was 70% of his passes traveled less than 10 yards, something like that.
Yeah, that guy sucks. That guy stinks. Third, I'm going to throw a couple of names at you guys. I'm going to wonder if they ring any bells to you. John Randall, Aaron Donald, Jerome Brown. I'm going to give you another one. 6'1", 285, Michael Dean Perry.
Oh.
And guess what? None of those guys grew up in Garfield. None of those guys went to Streetsboro. Love the draft. Thanks, guys.
All right, Dan. Thank you very much.
Dirty Dan's Breakdown, available on a podcast near you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Michael Dean, what a nice fella. Had an endorsement when he first got here.
Mm-hmm.
I went out and did a story with him. He was at a grocery store, and he was selling Rookie cookies.
Ding!
And it was Rookie for Rookie cookies. And Michael Bean's pitching the cookies. He was really good.
Didn't he have his own box at the Irish fast food place?
I have no idea.
Yeah, I remember he was doing commercials for them.
I have no idea.
Yeah, you know what the place I'm talking about is, right?
I don't know that either.
Yeah, the fast food place. The Irish fast food place.
Oh,
biggest one in the world.
Oh, yeah, he did. Yeah. It was the MDP, wasn't it?
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Irish, I'm thinking.
What were you thinking?
Potatoes? I don't know. I had something going on there. Thank you. But now I'm back.
Thank you. Welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Jeff Phelps coming back to the show.
I'm so impressed at the way they added depth at key spots. So that's outstanding. Now riddle me this one.
I haven't heard one complaint about this draft from anybody.
Well, Andy, it's hard to complain. It's like, here, let me sum up the draft. Ready? Well, we don't have a first round pick. We have a second round pick. We got a pretty highly thought of defensive tackle, and he's local, and we could use a defensive tackle. Okay. There, that's the draft. We got a national champion from Michigan who's 6'6", 3'10", and is a good guard.
No one gets super grumpy when you take beef.
We have guards.
They took beef.
Yeah, we have guards. Oh, now we got another one.
The only time people get super grumpy when you take beef is when there's guys who are lighting up fantasy rosters that people are paying attention to.
If you had taken a guard
at
number four instead of Marvin Harrison Jr.,
right.
People would have been grumpy.
Then people get grumpy when you take beef.
And we may have a new favorite player from South Dakota in Miles Harden. Our other favorite player, obviously, Jamal White.
This is not nice of me to say. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even bothering to look yet, and maybe ever, at anything past Mike Hollins X Center.
Oh, sugar booger.
See, you've let down South Dakota.
Well, listen, you get Jamari Thrash in the fifth round, wide receiver, Louisville. And he transferred into Louisville. So where was he? Georgia Southern, I believe. Hmm. So great. And we have third round draft choices sitting around at wide receiver who haven't shown they can play yet. So I'm not going to get excited about a fifth. And they got a linebacker in the sixth, Nathaniel Watson from Mississippi State. Might come in and do a nice job. Great. Miles Harden, as you mentioned, great. Juwan Briggs from Cincinnati, great.
He may be the steal of the draft, by the way, because there were some
issues,
crazy things that happened.
Well, okay. Well, I'm not even bothering to look. If any of those guys hit, good for them. I think it'll be a really good thing. If they don't, that's okay too. I mentioned the quarterback stuff. I want to talk about that next because, man, it was weird in this draft, and I wonder if it affects Cleveland. Coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.